Hello, I'm reporting to you from Waubonsie Valley, Model United Nations, as I sit down with some delegates from Downers Grove North. It's Saturday at 8 a.m. as the delegates wait for the opening ceremony. So, Sody, where are we at today?
Today we are at Waubonsie Valley High School over here in around Sugar Grove, Illinois for a Model UN tournament.
All right, what's Model UN?
Model UN is a club in which you act like you're a member of the UN, so you play a role as a country in the UN, and so you have to work out deals, and you have to pass legislation, and you have to give speeches, and it's a lot of fun. It combines speech team and government club, I would say.
Lucas, what are you doing?
Me and Aiden here, we're going to be Venezuela and DISA, which basically means that we're going to be doing international security and basically removing arms from nations. And we're Venezuela, and our topics are going to be about how to reduce extreme nationalism and also the South China Sea.
What's your strategy?
Probably go pro-nationalism, honestly.
Sounds great. What are you doing today, Sotis?
Today, I'm going to be in the Treaty of Versailles, which is the world treaty that ended World War I. And I'm going to be the Zionist, so I'm representing the Jewish people, and I'm trying to create a Jewish land for Jews in the in Palestine.
What's your strategy?
My strategy is going to be probably to either get other small nations that want independence to join my side, or to compromise with big nations like France and Britain.
Sounds good. Thanks for talking, Sotis.
Of course.
It is now lunchtime here at Waubonsie Valley Model UN. Delegates have had hours to talk in their congresses and try to form deals and make legislations. They've talked strategies, formed allies, and tried to further their cause in every way they can. We'll check back in with some delegates we talked to before, like Sody and Lucas, and then we'll meet some new along the way here in this lunch conversation.
So what's going on in yours?
Basically what happened is that with Venezuela, we took a position with like kind of like the neutral people, which basically is like China bad, but China also
does some bad stuff, but we're also going to work with them.
Yeah, they have a lot of influence, so why not use it? We're doing that with like Vietnam, Russia, Canada, Indonesia.
Well, so the sponsors, I think, are Canada, Vietnam, Indonesia, and you guys?
Yeah.
No. Wait, no, Indonesia is not a sponsor.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mostly it's been the Western nations have been on one side with being very anti-China. All like the kind of neutralist nations are all together with the neutral China. Then we have the insane coalition of the North Koreans who are trying to militarily invade China.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Trying to military... Dude, my thing, dude,
the UK is trying to send warships to the Nine Dots.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Like,
that's what I meant.
They asked us if we wanted to be a sponsor. We said no. They said signatory? No. Still no.
Sorry. I said maybe a signatory just so I could see what would happen. But, okay.
What's your working paper on?
Ours is called Paper 1.0 because we couldn't make up a more creative name. Basically, it's that China, like, stops doing
its... I proposed a better name, but they didn't take it.
Well, I mean, that's how it is. But basically what happened is that China has to chill out, and we give sovereignty to some of the other nations. But we also recognize how China's influence in the region, and they use them to help us maintain stability and order.
How's it going, Aiden?
It's pretty good so far.
Pretty good so far?
Yeah, me and Lucas became sponsors.
You got what? You got a sponsorship?
Yeah.
How's Lucas?
It's pretty good.
He lets you do stuff in that?
Yeah.
Have you talked? How many times?
Just one.
Just once? Oh, okay. How much has Lucas talked?
Like 3 to 4.
3, 4? Okay.
He done pretty good.
Yeah.
Talked in the very beginning. We got a lot of notes ready fast, like just to like feel like minutes.
Sorry, scoot over one. What are you doing?
On a blue sits there.
Okay.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're having a lot of fun. I'm about to pass a resolution, or I'm the Zionist. I think I'm going to pass a resolution that gets Britain to cede almost all of the Middle East except for Kuwait and the Sinai Peninsula to me and the Hejaz, and we're going to split up the land after.
Sodi, I'm mad at you right now.
What?
Because my Pakistanis got attacked by the Israelis.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so.
Sorry about that one.
No, we also made a peace agreement between us to not ever attack.
So we're trying not to start a holy war? Meanwhile, between Jews and Muslims, because they're trying to start a holy war against Indies and Muslims. So,
ouch.
No, launch a holy war against the godless Chinese.
Yeah, and the godless Chinese. Are you working with the UK then?
Yes. They've agreed to get rid of their land holdings in the Middle East, except for Kuwait and the Sinai Peninsula.
How many people are in your committee?
About 20, 21.
Okay, I'm about 50.
What level of experience would someone need to do a crisis committee?
Level of experience?
Not much.
Yeah, just a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you could do it next week. You really
like,
could.
Like, honestly, yeah, next week.
Like, you know, in fact...
I literally started with crisis committees.
You know more
than
me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My second committee was a crisis committee.
It's just, like, actually writing the stuff that I haven't worked on.
You know what?
It's a regular committee, except that there's more things you have to deal with, and you also get extra power.
You know what? It hurts me because I don't write anything. I literally just go up and talk.
I don't... That's what I do also.
So, like, other guys... Oh. Like, we probably won't win any awards. I'm not gonna lie. Because, like, other groups go up and they write and they know how to do the working papers. I just go up and talk and I try to get what I want done without taking credit for it in writing.
Yeah.
So if you just want to enjoy it, do as many crisis committees as you want. Because I enjoy this right now a lot.
Oh yeah, it's fun. Like right now, like I would say I started being able to like actively be in a crisis committee only like late last year, where I actually was able to like write stuff.
Yeah, I think actually the best way to learn how to do something is to do it anyway. So I think next week I want to do a crisis committee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the first one you might not be able to write as much as like everyone else. Don't get discouraged by that.
Things.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do things. Use your crisis pad. Try and get a resolution in there.
Yeah.
Do some stuff. Like I think my second crisis, I passed two resolutions and I didn't win because other people passed five.
Yeah.
But the thing but like it was still good.
They're pretty good, yeah.
After lunch, delegates will return to their committees. Here, they will try to finish whatever working papers, resolutions, or crises they have started. After that, there will be awards, and then we will hear from our members and how they finished. But all that will have to be wrapped up next week on Fun Mun, brought to you by Brian Lake.